Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Minister Elaine, your host. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're live and on the air. We want to welcome our listeners to the broadcast service today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. We want to welcome our new listeners, and we pray that you will continue to come and be a part of what God is doing with this ministry. And we pray that you will meet us here every week at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are wherever you are. So you're not bound to your house or anything like that. You can listen to us anywhere. So call a neighbor and call them and let them know that Voice of Truth is live and on the air. We just give God all the praise and all the glory for such a beautiful and wonderful day. It's a blessed day. Let us rejoice in this day that the Lord has given unto us. We'll have today 1 hour of power, amen. We're going to hear a word from the Lord, amen. A word in due season, amen. To God be all of the glory. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercies that are new every day. Lord, we thank you that you're able to do all things. We thank you that you're God that's able to make ways out of no way. We thank you, Father, for this day. We thank you, Father God, that you have provided what we need. God, we thank you, Father, for feeding us and clothing us. We thank you, Father, for taking care of our families and our children. We thank you, Father, for Jesus, the blood, and the Holy Spirit. We thank you, God, for you are able to do just what you said you can do. And, Father, we pray for all those that are in need. Whatever their need may be, oh, Father, we pray for them even now that you will meet them at their point of need, oh, God. We pray, Father God, for healing. We pray, Father God, for deliverance, oh, God. We pray that you will set them free, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for those who are lost, oh, Father. We pray that you will save souls all over the nation, for you are still in the saving business. And, Lord, we just give you praise for each and every soul that is saved, each and every soul that is delivered and set free from sin. We thank you, Father God, for your word that is coming forth, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, for your word because it has power and authority behind your word, oh God. And we send forth your word through the airway with great power and authority for the glory of God. And, Lord, we just thank you that you are a way-making God. And even though, Father God, we may be going through a thing, we know that you are a God that I already know about it. And we know that you already have made a way. And we just thank you for it even now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we just ask you to help us along the way. When we get weary, when we get tired, when we get depressed, when we get discouraged, we ask you, Father, to help us. Father God, help us to cast all our cares upon you, for you care for us, oh God. And even though, Father, that we go through, you said that you will always be with us through it all. And, Lord, we just said thank you. We thank you, God, that you're able. We thank you that you're a way-making God. We give you all the praise and the honor and the glory. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you for his body that was broken for us. We thank you for the blood that was shed for the remission of sin. We thank you even now, Lord, for this day that we've never seen before. We thank you, Father God, and we give you all our worries. And we won't worry about what tomorrow holds or the next minute or the next second. But we will trust in the Lord and lean not unto our own understanding, but trust in you, O God. Trust in you in your time and trust in you in your way. Trust in you and keep your way. We thank you right now, God, that you are a way-making God. God is a way-making God. No matter what we're going through, he is a way-making God. It's nothing too hard for God. So, Lord, I ask you even now to heal, to deliver, and to set free your people. Strengthen them where they're weak, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cover their mind under the blood of Jesus, even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you're able to do it, God. We ask you to heal the minds of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Anything that's coming against their mind, oh God, we ask you to heal right now, Father. We ask you to deliver right now, God. We ask you to break every stronghold and every bondage, even now, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we give you the praise, and we give you honor, and we give you the glory, for thou art a good and a merciful God. We give you all the praise, for thou art a great God, an awesome and a mighty God. And we say thank you, Lord, and we give you the praise. Because we know if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we don't know where we would be today. But because you are with us, we are able to say and know that God is good and his mercies endure forevermore. We give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. To God be all of the glory. What an awesome God that we serve. He is so able to do just what he said he can do. We just got to believe and got to keep holding on, y'all. We just got to keep on believing. Amen. To God be the glory. The message today will come from Matthew's the 4th chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 1. Amen. And the word of God reads, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward a-hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and set him on a pedestal of the temple and said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angel charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. And Jesus said unto him, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into a exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them. And he said unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen. This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen. The title of our mission will be The Temptations and the Lies. Amen. And I got this little song that I like to sing, y'all. And I'm going to try to sing a little bit of it. Amen. And it goes something, a little something like this. Don't let the devil rise. Don't let the devil rise. Cause if you let him rise, he'll want to drive. Don't let him rise. Don't let him drive your car. Cause if you let him drive, he'll take you too far. Don't let him ride. Don't do it. Don't let the devil rise. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil rise. Amen. I just get a joy out of that song. Amen. Don't let the devil rise. You know, we got to watch that. We can't let him ride because he tries to ride. Amen. He's sneaky. And he cunning and he wise and he want to ride, but we can't let him ride. Amen. The title of a message we said earlier is the temptations and the lies. Here, the word of God tells us that Jesus was led in the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Jesus had been baptized, and now he was going into the wilderness to be tempted by the tempter, who is Satan or the devil. He was about to go through a test of temptation and of lies. And as we read the scriptures, we see that the devil came to Jesus three times. And he came with a temptation and he came with a lie. And oftentimes the devil will come to us with a temptation and a lie. He comes to deceive and he comes to distract that lying wonder. He comes to take us into a place or to tempt us or suggest to us to do a thing that we know down, deep down our spirit is not the right thing to do. But if we're not careful, the devil will lead us into a place that we ought not to be. The word of God tells us that, and when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to make bread. Now, this was the first time that he tempted Jesus because he told him to turn the bread, the stones into bread, which he already knew that Jesus was the Son of God, but yet he came to the Son of God. He came to him with a temptation and a lie. And he has, the devil has no truth. He comes to try you. He comes to lead and confuse and to cause us to do the wrong thing. He comes to lead us into sin. And he comes to destroy. He comes to kill. And he comes with a lie. And he always comes with a temptation. As we see in the word of God in verse 4, he said, but he answered and said, it is written. This is Jesus speaking. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Here, the scripture was used, Deuteronomy 3 and 8, amen. Here, the devil will always come with the truth, but he always got a little lie connected to the truth. He always going to twist it because he's going to come with you to you with what you desire in your heart. He whatever that he can put on your mind, because we have to realize that the devil can't make you do nothing. He comes to give you the suggestion, the idea. He'll put it before you on a platter, and he wants you to taste of it because he knows that you taste of that temptation, and that it will lead you in the wrong direction. But Jesus used the word, and we have to use the word, because when the devil comes, he comes with that temptation, and he comes with a lie, and he comes with just enough for you to taste it, and so that he can lead you out so that you can fall. He comes to lead you so that you will lose your integrity. He comes to lead you so you will lose your ministry, your family, your wife or your husband. Because he comes with temptation and lies. But we have to be like Jesus, the Son of God, who was tempted and received lies from Satan himself. The Bible says he was a liar, and he was a liar in the beginning. Now, if Satan will come to the Son of God, that means that he will come to you and I. It don't matter if we think that we are a bad prophet, prophetess, a prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher, deacon. The temptation and the lies will come because they came to Jesus, and he was the Son of God, and he did not sin. But yet the devil came to him with his temptation and the lie. And that let us know that the devil will come to us with temptations and lies to cause us to sin. Matter of fact, the Bible says that Jesus had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and he was hungry. So the devil came at his what? He came at his weakest hour. The devil will come. He will come with his weapons. He will come with his lies. He will come with his temptation, that lying wonder. He will come, and when he comes to kill, he comes to destroy, and he comes because he wants you to bow down and worship him. He comes with a lie and a temptation. He don't come with the truth. And he's not going to come in a red suit. He ain't going to come with no horns and no tail. He ain't coming that way. He's going to come just the way you like it. He's going to sin just what you like, just the way you like it. He's going to send us. If you are wanting to get married, he's going to send you somebody that looks like a woman with a gun, and she's going to be pretty. But she's going to be a Delilah or a Jezebel. Deception, temptation, and lies. If you're a woman of God, he's going to send you Ishmael. You're going to be good looking. He's going to have all the money. He's going to have everything that your heart desires. The devil will send it just like you like it. Don't matter what it is, he will send it. The devil will never send you something that you don't have a desire for. He will never, ever do it. And he's going to always send you that thing that you like. Because he's trying to play on your mind. He's trying to get you to be unfocused and not focus on the things of God. But Jesus used the word. That's why Jesus said, it is written. We have to know the word. We have to use the word of God when the temptations and the lies come, because they're surely to come. And it doesn't matter how anointed we are, because Jesus was anointed. He was the Son of God. And the devil came to him to tempt him. That's what the tempter is, it's Satan. And it's the devil himself coming. And he's coming. And you got to be ready, because he will come. He will come, and he will come to destroy. You know, sometimes, let's put it this way. The devil is so sneaky, and he's so cunning, and he's very wise. And he knows how the anointing works. He comes to steal it. He comes to steal your faith. He comes to steal it. He comes to make you fall from glory. He comes to make it fall. So that's why we have to be very careful and watch out for the temptations and the lies of the devil. We got to be very careful. Because, see, Jesus told him, it is written. But yet he still came to Jesus. See, the devil will always come with what you desire. If you want more money, he'll tell you how to get it. It might not be the right way to get it. All money ain't good money. He'll come with your pride because you think you're all that in a bag of chips. And nobody's better than you, and nobody's more anointed than you. And he'll cause you to fall in pride, that pride. And he'll come with the lust of the eye and the lust of the flesh and the pride of life. He coming. And when he come with these things, he ain't coming for no good. The devil ain't right. The devil don't love the people of God. He come to kill, steal, and destroy them. And we got to be ready. We got to know that we're living in a time where people don't love God, they hate God, and they don't like the people of God. And we got to be aware of the tempter when he comes with the lies and his temptations. Whatever it is, it could be just keeping you in debt, buying more stuff, more things, trying to get a bigger house when it ain't your time yet. He's tempting you because he knows that you really ain't got it. You know you can't pay for it, so when you get it, then you can't pay the bill. You're trying to get another car. Temptation. I got a nice little car, but you know I want a Lexus or I want whatever kind of car you want. But you, it ain't time for you to get it yet. So the devil tempt you to go out there and get it. And then you can't pay the bill to come and get it. So we gotta be careful about and how we listen to what the devil is speaking. Because we know in the word of God that the devil tempted Jesus three times in the wilderness. And then he tells him again, and he takes him up. The Bible says, then the devil takes him up into the holy city and seated him on the highest temple. And then he says unto him, if thou be the Son of God. See, that devil will always come and say, if you be that prophet you say you are, if you are that prophetess that you say you is, if you're that woman of God you say you is, if you're the man of God you say you are, if you say that you are a thing, he's going to try to test you. Because there come that pride. Because pride will make you fall at a time. So he said, if thou be the Son of God. Jesus knew who he was. And they didn't have to prove it to the devil who it was. You don't have to prove yourself to anybody. Now, I've seen people do it. But you don't have to do that. You ain't got to prophesy to them. They don't believe your prophet. They ain't going to believe your prophet. It just is what it is. So you don't have to prove yourself. Learn from what Jesus had to go through in his temptation and the lie from the devil. He didn't prove that he was the Son of God. Yeah, he could have turned the stones into bread. Yeah, he could have did. He could have did all of that and more. He could have fell out the building, jumped out the building, and the angel would have come. He could have did all of that. He could have did all of that. But he didn't do it because he didn't have to prove who he was. You got to know who you are in God. Because you ain't got to prove. People ain't going to believe who you are. Don't worry about it. Because Jesus didn't worry about it. We got to be like Jesus, you know. We got to be like him. And he said that when he took him up, he told him, then he go, here you go, I quote scripture. Now, the devil know the scriptures. The devil know the word. So don't be so deceived and get caught up with people that can quote scriptures. Don't get so caught up with people that can sing. And sing the chandelier down. A pastor would say can preach the chandelier down. And ain't no God there. Because the devil know the word of God. Because the Bible tells us, it says, and he said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. He just quoted Psalm 91, 11 and 12. You know the scripture. Be not deceived. Don't be caught up in the temptation and the lie. When people come to you with scripture, God, they come to you with scripture and they can pray out testimony. I can tell you I done heard them pray. And I mean show no pray. But God and him, let me do it. One no anointing on it or nothing. Some can sing. Some can preach. The devil can preach. The devil can sing. He can pray. He can do all of that. Temptation and lie. He comes to deceive. So the Bible tells us that Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Jesus used the scripture when the temptation and the lies came. And the temptation and the lies will come. And we must use the word. And we have to be alert and know when the devil is coming. Because he's coming now. This is in the word of God to warn us as men and women of God in the ministry and just doing the work of God in our everyday Christian life that the devil will come. I heard one powerful preacher say once that you meet the devil every day. And you meet him and somebody every day. And when he comes with a temptation and a lie. Have you ever seen people that come that try to make you fall, try to make you look bad by what they have spoke against you, the things that they do against you? Temptation and lies. Lies that are spoken against you. Here was Jesus, the Son of God. In his weakest hour, the devil will come. You know, God tells us a lot of times and warns us when he comes. But we continue on doing our own thing. The phone rang in the midnight hour. It's your weakest hour. Maybe you're lonely. Maybe you're ready for a husband. Maybe you're ready for a wife. Maybe you're just bored. Phone rang. It's Joe that, your sugar mama, your sugar daddy, whatever one you call. Whatever one you call. But God be saying to you, don't go over there. That's a temptation. Don't do that. Don't listen to them lies with them sweet words. But they lie. Ain't no truth in it. He's trying to get you away from Delilah. He's trying to get you away from Jezebel. He's trying to get you away from Ishmael. He's trying to get you away from, but yet you still keep going on doing your thing. You're weak. You're so weak. He comes in your weakest hour. He'll come when you're tired. He'll come when you're hungry. He'll come when you're thirsty. He will come. And he will come with temptations and lies. He don't come for no good, the lying wonder. He don't come for no good. But we don't listen. He tells us, God warns us that don't sleep with that woman. You got a wife at home. Don't sleep with that man. You got a wife at home. Don't be preaching in the pulpit and sleeping with all the women in the church. Stop it. Get your life right with God. Temptation and lies. We're living lies in the pulpit. And we go around and we say the devil made us do it. The devil didn't make you do it. Now, he didn't make you do it now. He gave you a suggestion, or he tried you in your weakest hour. And you fell for the temptation. You fell for the lie. And we know that is not right. Yet we still walk over in it. After God beat our warnings and told us not to do it. He said, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't destroy your life. Don't destroy your ministry. Don't lose your family and your wife. You got a good wife at home. You got a good husband. Appreciate what you already have. You need to talk to your wife. You need to talk to your husband. The devil comes with these temptations and lies, and then once he gets out of there, because he always want to tell us that it's a secret. Ain't nobody going to know. You go ahead and do it. Ain't nobody going to know. Ain't no secret seeing before God. God knows what we do, and he sees everything, and he knows what we're going through. But we got to be like Jesus, and we can't do it. We got to resist the devil and help you. We got to use the word of God to overcome our temptations and overcome all the lies. God, people will lie. Oh, the lies are lies very quicker than anything. Somebody do something good, you won't hear it, but let somebody do something wrong. It'll spread all over everyone, everywhere, and on every signboard. We got to get it right, y'all. And Jesus shows us how to do it here in the Word of God. The temptation will come. If it came to the Son of God, we are not better than the Son of God. And the temptation came unto him. The devil will always come, so don't believe the lie and don't fall from the temptation. We have to do as Jesus did. We got to tell the devil what Jesus told the devil. He said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written. We got to tell him to get on out of the way. I ain't got time to talk. You ain't talking about nothing. We got to get in a place where we are watching and praying and being careful. Because everybody that comes to you is not of God. They don't want to see you prosper. They don't want to see you prosper at all. They don't want you to get the things of God. And the devil, he will come. And Jesus said, it is written. Jesus would say, he said, it is written. It is written. He was quoting the scriptures unto him. See, the devil will come and he will offer you all these things. May he give you these things. Then he got a little condition, if I can say that, a condition connected to whatever he's trying to get you to do. Okay, you want money, I give you money. If you want this, you want a pretty woman, I give you a fine woman, I give you a fine man, I give you a house, I give you a car, I give you all of these things, but you gotta bow down and worship me. What did Jesus tell him? Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him shalt thou serve. Are you worshiping God? Are you serving God? Now, you know that you got to know him in order to worship him. Do you know him? Because he's the only one that we should worship. We should worship him. We should give him praise. Continue to worship him. And we can't fall from the temptation when they come. Because they're surely to come. And when they come, they're going to lead you into sin. It will lead us into sin if we taste it. And that's what my mom would raise me, always would say, if you ever taste a thing, you'll always have the taste for it. So don't even taste it. Just leave it alone. Don't taste it. Don't touch it. Just tell the devil to shut up. Don't talk to me. Don't sit there and just listen to what he said. Because if you do, don't let him ride now. Don't. And the song said, don't let him ride, because you let him ride, he'll take you too far. That's what he's trying to do. He'll take you so far. And then when he take you out of there, he going to tell you, turn around and let the limb break. And then you fall. You fall. And see, when he took Jesus up, when he took Jesus up to the highest mountain and showed him all the kingdom of the world and the glory there. Oh, I wonder what you do with Jesus did. If Satan came unto you and he took you to the highest mountain and he showed you all the kingdom of the world and the glory thereof, and he offered it to you, would you sell your integrity? What would you do if he came with that temptation? If he came with that lie, what would you do? If he came to you, the devil, and he take you up into a sitting high mountain, this for somebody, this to help somebody, and he showed you all the kingdom of the world, and he offered it to you, would you fall for the temptation in life? Would you deny yourself, or will you take it? Do you want the power? What are you wanting? Are you wanting the money? Do you want all the women? You can't have all the women. Do you want the finest man, the finest house, finest car? What will you do if the devil take you to the highest mountain and offered you the world? what you sell your soul for a job. Will you sell your soul for a dollar bill? Will you sell your soul for a one-night stand? Will you do it? If he took you to the highest mountain, because, you know, Satan will do that. He did it to Jesus. He took him to the highest mountain. And he showed him all the kingdom of the world and the glory thereof. And he said unto him, all these things will I give thee. He's saying that to somebody. He's saying it to somebody. I don't know who you are. But he said, all these things I give unto thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Oh, my God. My God, don't fall for the temptation and the lie. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Worship only the true and the living God. And him alone should thou serve. Don't serve no other God, no little g God. Don't worship no other God, but only serve the true and the living God. Be not deceived. Don't serve another God. You know, Jesus said unto him, get thee hence, Satan. In other words, get away from me. I don't want to hear what you got to say. I'm just paraphrasing. Just go on about your business. Because I see you, and I hear you, and I ain't got time for you. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou worship. We cannot serve any other God. And I think sometimes we don't realize that we're serving no little g God. We don't realize that we're worshiping our husband and our children and we're worshiping the work that we do in ministry. We don't realize that we're putting other things before God and serving other God and not serving the true and the living God. You can't have no other God before him, and you can't make no person or thing your God. Nor can you worship it. That's why Jesus said what he said to Satan. Jesus said, I ain't going to worship you. Because, see, you know, Jesus really truly knew his purpose and what he had came to do. But what if Jesus had a fear for the temptation and the lie? What would we be today? What would we be if it had not been for Jesus? We cannot serve another God. And we live in a world where it's so full of stuff and so many things, and people are wanting so many things, and we want so many things. And we want more and more and more and more things that we began to worship the thing. We began to worship our wife. We began to worship the husband. We began to worship our job. We began to worship the degrees on our wife. We began to worship the little G God and serving them. We're serving everybody but God, the true and the living God. We can't serve no other God. Jesus said not to do it. Not to do it. But if we stay focused, stay in the word, we can overcome the temptations and we can overcome the lie. Don't be so quick to act on what you hear. You know it ain't right. But yet you're still doing it. All right. God gonna call you and they ain't gonna be party. Wanna come before destruction. We cannot serve another God. And we cannot worship another God. And we cannot do everything that we're big enough and bad enough before God. We can't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because the devil will take you out there and he will leave you so that you can fall from glory. And you can lose your integrity. Don't do it. Don't fall for the temptation in the lie. That's what he comes to do. He comes to work against them with them temptation and no lie. He's just a lying one. Y'all know that devil ain't right. So don't get caught up in it. Be as Jesus said and tell the devil to get away. Speak the word of God. Know the word of God. Know that the devil is a liar. He was a liar in the beginning. Ain't no truth in it. Lying wonder. Lying wonder. But we can overcome the devil if we submit ourselves unto God. We watch and we pray. And knowing the word of God, and we can use the word of God, that is our weapon. See, the devil's weapon is his temptation and his lies. But our weapon is the word of God, the living word of God. So we have to use the word and know that God is with us, even when we're being tempted, even when the devil come with them lies. God already knows. It ain't no secret to him. So let us be careful and watch out for the temptations and the lack. You know, we're living in the last days and all kind of stuff going on. All kind of foolishness is going on in the church house all over the world. All kind of temptation. Ooh, I never seen so many temptations. I thought, oh, Jesus. Everywhere you go. Ooh, no respect, no respect. Everywhere you go. Temptation, 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 temptation. Temptation. Can't cut on your TV, see? Temptation. Lies. Roaming the atmosphere. Be like Jesus. Use the word of God when the temptation and the lies come. And God is able to keep you. You ask the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, help me, keep me. This woman calling me, she ain't right. This man calling me, he ain't right. Stop talking so much. Some of y'all talk too much. You talk too much. And when you talk too much and you put that stuff out there and you put it out there on social media, I had to learn myself too. When you put that stuff out there on social media, telling people what you want, telling people who coming, telling you that your woman coming, your man coming, all this kind of stuff, what you're about to get, you're getting a new house, you're getting a new car. Uh-oh. The devil said, uh-oh. Because you just opened up the door. Here he comes. So let us be careful what we say and what we do. Watch our mouth. Speak the word of God. Be still to speak and just listen. You know, I can imagine Jesus, because he was just cool and collected. And when you can kind of tell that he mostly listened. And he always came back with the word. Because when he said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Then he goes, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And he said, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only thou serve. It seemed like to me, he listened before he even spoke. And then when he spoke, he used the word. He didn't plunder on it or nothing. He just spoke the word. So we got to learn to speak the word of God. Don't fall for the temptations and the lies of the devil, because he was a liar in the beginning. That devil is not right, that lying wonder. He come to kill, steal, and destroy, and he's very cunning and wise. So let us be careful. Amen. Don't fall for the temptation and the lies of the devil. Amen. Use the word of God. That's how you go overcome it. Use the word of God. Watch where you go. Watch who the company that you keep. And my mama would say that raised me. Watch the company that you keep, because they bring temptation and lies to. So let us be like Jesus and use the word of God when temptation and lies come. Amen. We just thank God for his holy word. We hope something that was said here to help us on our Christian journey. Amen. God never brings forth a word if it doesn't have a purpose and a plan. And it's going to do what he said. It's going to do whatever it's intended to do. But you got to receive the word. You got to receive it. Amen. Because none of us are perfect. None of us are perfect. And all of us have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. And the devil will come to all of us. He came to the Son of God. We know that he's going to come to us with that same foolishness. He'll come with them temptations and them lies. Just don't fall for it. In Jesus' name, I pray that you don't fall for it. Lord, help us. Just ask the Lord to help us and have mercy on our souls. Amen. I want to do the invitation to Christ. If you are not saved and you don't know the Lord, if you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. If you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. And we want to encourage you to follow with our Walls Worldwide Ministry, Pathetic Corner, Faith Come by Hearing Ministry, and Voice of Truth. We are ministries without walls, spreading and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. We want to encourage you to get connected to these ministries and stay connected. If you have given your life to Christ today, we believe that you are saved if you said that prayer. We want to welcome you to the body of Christ. You can inbox me on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, and I will get you in contact with my leader. We will pray with you and all of that to help you get where you need to be with the Lord. Amen. It's all about a relationship, so we want to encourage you to come and be a part of what God is doing so that you can develop your relationship. Get your Bible and begin to read it. And start off in the King James. Don't start off in the Old Testament so you won't get confused, but start off in the New Testament. Amen. Man, but as I said earlier, just inbox me and let me know if you have given your life to Christ today. If you are backslide, I want to encourage you to come. Today is the day. Come back and rededicate your life unto Christ. Amen. He's ever married to the backslider. I want to encourage you to come and turn away from sin and come and rededicate your life unto the Father. Come. Don't matter how you got there, what led you there, whether it was temptation, whether it was lies, whatever it was, God is calling you to come back. Come back into the Father while you still have time. And just ask the Lord to forgive you. He's a forgiver of sin. So just ask him, the Lord, forgive me. I repent of my sin with a godly sorrow, and I turn from sin. So we ask you to come today while the blood is yet running warm in your veins. And if you have rededicated your life to Christ today, inbox me on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth, and let me know. You know, I rededicated my life to Christ today, and I want to be a follower of these ministries, and we'll get you with the hookup. We are here to serve the people of God. We're here to serve others and to bring you a message of truth that your life can change, that you can be healed and delivered and set free. If you're one of them church growers that been on the road 10, 20, 30, 40 years and not saved, the day is the day that you ought to give your life to Christ for real and stop playing church, because being that your name is on the road does not make you saved. You must be born again. So we want to encourage you today to give your life to Christ and just said a simple prayer. Lord, save me. And if you said that prayer, just hit me up on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth. And we will get with you and help you get where you need to be with God. It's time for us to get it right. It's time out for playing church. There's so many people are playing church, and when Jesus comes, you got to be ready. You got to be ready when he comes. And being on the church road and going under the water and singing in the choir, on the usher board, the deacon board, and all these different bowls and auxiliary, that don't make you sing. Paying the bigger tithe in the church don't make you saved. Doing good deeds don't make you saved. That ain't my mission. But God wants us to be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. So now is the time we need to get it right and stop playing church. It's time to get it right. Looking good in the church and all dressed up pretty and all of that, and your soul ain't saved. We got to get it right, y'all. It's time to get it right. And if you have given your life to Christ today, just inbox me on Voice of Truth on Facebook or Facebook, Elaine Jackson. And then I will get you in contact with my leader and we'll pray with you. And they are great mentors and leaders, and you are sure to get delivered. You are sure to get healed. You will see your life change. I'm telling you, I'm a living witness. These are some powerful leaders of God. They are true leaders of God. There's many leaders out there, but all of them are not true leaders of the living God. And that's why some of us are in places and we have not changed. We're the same way we was when we were in the world. And that cannot be a truth when you come to Jesus. Your life must change if you are truly saved and you have truly given your life to Christ Jesus. So we want to encourage you to do that. Also, we want to encourage you to sow into these ministries. Amen. Voice of Truth, One Word from the Lord, Faith Come by Hearing Ministry, and Pathetic Corner. If they have been a blessing to you, we want to encourage you to sow a seed into these ministries. We do hope and pray that you tune in to Pathetic Corner today from 5 with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. She's the first half of the Hour Power. They call us the Hour Power. Amen. She's a powerful woman of God, a true prophet of God. And I want to encourage you to get connected. Go to Block Talk Radio, Pathetic Corner, and follow her there. On Tuesday night, we have for you One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Pastor Joseph Ryle and Apostle Yvonne Ryle. We want to encourage you to get connected to the ministry, One Word from the Lord. You will always see an on-time word from the Lord. You will get delivered. You will get healed. If you really want it now, you'll get it. They are a powerful man, a woman of God. They're a powerful team. Powerful, powerful, powerful. So I want to encourage you to get connected to them. I tell you the truth, I love them so very much. I want them to know I love you guys. And because of them, I am where I am today, because of this man and woman of God. And I know that if God can do it for me, he can do it for you. But you just got to be in the right place, and you got to be up on the true leaders of God. Amen. So I want to encourage you to get connected with them. If you need mentoring, if you need somebody to counsel you, if you need counseling in your marriage, whatever you need, they're able to do it. They are able to do it. So I want to encourage you to get connected with them. They both have Facebook pages. You can connect with them there. Prophetess Yvonne Ryle and Yvonne Ryle, and then Pastor Joseph Ryle and Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Those are their Facebook pages. And they come on every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So get connected. Just go to Block Talk Radio and click the follow button up there, and you'll get messages on when, and you can check out the Facebook pages. She always puts something out there when the show is coming on. You will truly be blessed. On Saturday, we have for you Faith Come by Hearing Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. And it's at 3 o'clock every Saturday. Always a powerful word from the Lord, a powerful woman of God, a praying woman of God. If you missed the message on yesterday, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to the message. All messages are pre-recorded. So you can always listen live. You can always listen on demand. But we want to encourage you to go back and listen to the message. It was just awesome, 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 awesome message from the Lord. So we want to encourage you to do that. Also, we want to encourage you to become a WOW partner. If you would like to become a WOW partner, if you would just inbox Apostle Yvonne Ryle on Facebook, and she will tell you how to do that for an offering of $25 or more, and you get different perks. You automatically be on our prayer list. Amen. We have some praying warriors on this team. We can get a prayer up. We can get a prayer up. So you want to be where people can pray and don't mind praying for you and can get a prayer up. So if you would like to do that, just inbox her on Facebook, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle or Yvonne Ryle, and get in contact with her there and let her know that you want to be a WOW partner. And again, I do want to encourage you, if these ministries, any of these ministries have been a blessing unto you, I want to encourage you to sow a seed. As Pastor always tell us, that God is not trying to get something from you. He's trying to get something to you. So if you have no seeds in the ground, it's just like if you plant a garden. If you don't plant no seed, you ain't going to get nothing out of the garden. You can go out there and look. But if you didn't plant no peas, you ain't plant no greens, if you didn't plant no tomatoes or cucumbers, you ain't going to get nothing. So you have to have a seed in the ground to receive a harvest. So we want to ask you to sow a seed by faith and watch God bring forth a harvest in your life. And we just thank you today for being here with us here on Block Talk Radio. And we do hope and pray that you will continue to come and be a part of what God is doing. And we just thank God for his word that went forth today. And we just give God all the honor and glory. And we say to you that we love you, that God loves you. And we do hope and pray that you will meet us here next week at the same time and the same place here on Block Talk Radio. I'm your ministering host, Elaine Jackson. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen.